Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are indeed grateful for another day that the Lord has brought us together. We are grateful, amen, for it's another day that the Lord has kept us. And for this, we give God thanks. We give God praise. We glorify. We honor him. Amen, for all that he's done, for all that he's about to do. We just honor him on tonight for his promises. Glory to God, for as the word of God declares, his promises, amen, in him are yea and amen. Amen. Truly, if the Lord, just as sure as the Lord said it, people of God, he's going to bring it to pass. Amen. And we just bless the Lord tonight for that. We bless him. We thank him. Again, we honor, we glorify him for who he is. Amen. And tonight we say welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome each and every one of you on tonight.
The recording has started.
Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome for amen, each of you that have, amen, decided to join us on tonight. We thank God for you. Wherever you're listening from, amen, from the east, the west, the north, the south, amen, we just thank God for you for as far as these airways are reaching, amen. So we just bless the Lord. We thank God, amen, for each and every country, each and every nation, amen, Jesus, and we are now broadcasting and reaching into 42 countries, reaching into 42 countries, amen, and growing, amen. The network is growing, and we just bless the Lord for it. We thank the Lord for it, amen. We glorify him, amen, for reaching, amen, reaching farther than we can ever go, amen, in the physical. But we thank God for moving by his Spirit, for moving over these airways, amen, reaching his people across the miles. So we thank God for each and every one of you for joining us on tonight. Glory to God. We just want to ask you, if you will, go ahead and take somebody, amen. Now that you've come in, go ahead and take someone else. Invite them to come on over. Invite them to come and sit and join you on tonight, amen. Invite someone that you hadn't invited. Glory to God. Just invite them and tell them to come and join you on tonight, amen. We're grateful. We pray, amen, that even on tonight, glory to God, that you've had a beautiful time in your several worship services. We pray, amen, believing God that the Lord is, amen, moved by his Spirit, by his anointing, by his power, amen. And we are here yet on tonight, amen, because, people of God, we realize that there are several people, amen, that the several houses of worship have not yet reconvened, amen. And so here we are, amen, just a voice, as we always say, crying in the wilderness, amen. That voice crying, amen, to show a people, amen, Jesus, that Jesus still saves, amen. The doors of the church may be closed, amen, but heaven is still open. The Lord's ear is still open unto your cry. So we give God thanks, we give God praise, amen. And because he's hearing us, amen, this we have hope, amen. This we have hope, amen. Jesus, glory to God, because the scripture said, amen, they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, amen. But then, glory to God, they cried unto the Lord. And the scripture declares that he delivered them and saved them out of their troubles, amen. People of God, amen, we know that the troubles are plenteous in the earth, amen, but we just believe in by his word that if we cry unto the Lord, amen, he will hear us, he will deliver us, he will save us and set us free, amen. Glory to God, if we cry out unto him with a sincere heart, amen, the Lord, amen, will move, amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Again, for moving by his power, moving by his anointing, amen. We thank God for each and every one of you, whether you're listening by radio or podcast, we thank God for you, or whether you're listening, amen, via our Facebook page, or whether you call in on the platform, we just want to give God thanks and praise for you, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us, amen. Somebody's telling somebody, amen, because, amen, this broadcast is growing, amen. So we thank God for, amen, you, amen, you telling someone, letting someone know about the broadcast. We thank God for you on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Just thanking the Lord, amen, for my leaders, amen, first and foremost, giving them thanks and praise for this line, amen, Jesus. This is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, amen. He's going and doing and twisting and turning and making and bringing the manifestation. Glory to God. People of God, listen, we're just following. Amen. He's the head of this line. And we give God thanks and praise for what he's doing. Amen. And again, it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Want to give God thanks and praise for our chief apostle. Amen. Jesus, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for our celestial intercessor, amen, Apostle S.D. James, amen. Thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, and for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., amen. Just giving God thanks and praise, amen, for these men of God, amen, and glory to God, the position that they hold, amen, in our lives, amen. Glory be to God, holding forth the standard of holiness, amen, not taking down, not backing down, amen, with his holiness all the way. The scripture declares, be ye holy, amen, for I am holy, amen. Glory to God, so we strive, amen, glory to God, to be like him, amen. Glory be to God, so we give God thanks and we give God praise for the standard that's held by these men of God, amen. Thanking God for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them holding their place in space, amen, a part of this network. We give God thanks. We give God praise for them, each and every one of them, amen. Preaching, teaching, singing, praying, amen. Glory to God, whatever it takes to keep this broadcast moving, we thank God for them, amen, for availing themselves. We're thanking the Lord, amen, for each and every one of you on tonight, amen. Thanking you, thanking you, thanking you again for being here. Thanking you for being a part of this Prayer News Network Global, amen, as well. Thanking God for our prayer warriors, amen, our PNN prayer warriors, amen. The Lord would call it to be so. So we thank God for these holy women that come to this line, amen. The Lord is doing a work in their lives, and we're grateful for all that he's doing in their lives, amen. We are indeed grateful, 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 amen. Glory to God for all that he's doing, amen. Glory to God, we pray, people of God, that as we even approach the holidays, amen, that you're maintaining your safety, amen. Maintain, as our pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, has already, amen, given us, amen, to know, amen, by vision of the Lord, that the COVID numbers would spike during the fall and during the winter, amen. And as you see, amen, they're already spiking. So please, ma'am, please, sir, please maintain the safety of others. Amen, Jesus, be very, very careful. And again, don't forget to dose up on your vitamins, dose up on your vitamin D3 and your zinc, your vitamin C. Amen. Glory be to God. Do drink plenty of water. Amen. Do drink plenty of water. Amen. If you have milk thistle, if you have echinacea, go ahead, amen, and begin taking those. And listen, people of God, be sure to keep your nasal passage clean. Keep your nasal passage flushed out during this time. Amen. Don't wait till you get a sinus infection. Amen. Just even if you feel a little scratchiness or whatever, go ahead and wash out, flush out your nasal passage. Amen. Glory be to God. These are just a few things that we can do, amen, to prevent, amen, to build up our immune system so that we can be ready. We can be ready. These are just vitamins, amen, vitamins and things that we can do to build up our system so that we can be ready, amen, during this time that we will, amen, not only come to it, but the Lord will bring us through it, amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight, amen. We bless him again. We glorify him, amen, Jesus. We thank him, amen, because it is the holiday season. Amen. We realize that a lot of people are traveling, and we're praying Godspeed upon each of them. Amen. People are traveling to go be with their families. They're traveling, amen, or just pulling out of their normal routine to get some rest. Amen. Rest is important. Amen. It is important in this hour. Amen. So do, please, ma'am, please, sir, get your rest. Amen. Glory to God. So just a few things that you can do. Just a few things that you can do, amen, to help build up your system, amen, and help your body to fight, amen. Help your body to fortify, amen, your body to get ready, amen, to go through this season, amen. So we thank the Lord again. We bless him. We honor him. We're not going to hold you long on tonight, people of God. We're not going to hold you long. But we pray on tonight that you've came to the line, you've come to the line, amen, with open hearts, open minds on tonight, ready to receive a word from the Lord. People of God, we are about out of 2021. Amen. Just a few days and we'll be stepping into 2022. Amen. 2022. Amen. Jesus, what are your goals? Amen. Did you reach your goals? Amen. Did you make a dent? Did you make a scratch at your goals in 2021 as we are getting ready to cross over into 2022? Amen. It's time to relook at those goals. Look at those, amen, things, those desires that you had, amen. It's time to relook at them, amen. Jesus, we should have been looking at them along the way, amen, but we realize there's this thing called busy, amen. And sometimes busy causes us to be distracted, amen. Glory to God. But it's time to really, again, look at and assess where we are as we're ending these last few days in 2021. Not to look at those days and look at where we are, amen, and fall into a state of depression, amen, Jesus. But even if we made little progress, some progress is better than no progress, amen. And if we didn't make any progress, guess what, people of God, there's always today, amen. We're not going to even say tomorrow. There's always today, amen, that we can begin to look at some things and begin to change, amen, some of the things that we are doing, amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and we give him praise. Amen. Again, for each and every one of you, we're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen. As we before stated, amen. A lot of people are traveling. Amen. People are positioning themselves. Amen. For the new year. Amen. Winding down, recessing, reassessing, looking at where we are. Amen. So because we are, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we realize a lot of people are not in their normal places. But we thank God that over the course of days that we've been here, we've been able to capture, amen, some awesome messages, amen, by, amen, God's messengers. So we give God thanks and praise. We will be broadcasting on today. Amen, Jesus. But we want you to prepare your hearts and prepare your minds, amen, as we prepare to go before the throne of grace, amen, and we're going to get right into the word on tonight, glory be to God. But before we get started, amen, as we always do, we do want to sanctify the line, amen. We got to. It's a must, amen, glory be to God. So we're going to ask, amen, glory be to God, our prayer warrior, one of our prayer warriors on tonight, amen, missionary Dorothy Fan, if she would come forth and sanctify our line on tonight before we get to the word of God. God bless you, sis.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord. The song says, I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Can you help me say yes? Yes. 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 One more time. Say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 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 And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, we thank you right now for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love, Lord God, towards us tonight, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us this day, Lord God, and hear our cry, Lord God. Hear our prayer tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to let the words of our mouth once again, Lord God, in the meditation of our heart, Lord God, let it be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God. Lord God, asking you to receive us, Lord God, into your presence tonight, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God. We come repenting, Lord God, of everything that we said done, Lord God, that wasn't pleasing to your sight, Lord God, that was not in your will. Lord God, we come, Lord God, tonight repenting, Lord God, saying we are so sorry, Lord God, for the wrong that we've done. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up tonight, to give you the praise, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you this night, Lord God, to come, Lord God, on this line tonight, Lord God, and bless this line, Lord God, bless every hearer on this line tonight, Lord God, every home, Lord God, every person, Lord God, every state, every country, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to be with us tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Move in your word tonight, Lord God. Move in the, on the messenger tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to hear, Lord God, what the spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night, Lord God, to touch everybody, Lord God, every life, Lord God, that's on this line, Lord God. We ask you to heal everybody, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to touch the heart. We ask you to touch the kidney. We ask you to touch the liver. We ask you to touch every organ in our bodies tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, let everything line up and do what it's supposed to do tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to save, Lord God, tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to deliver tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to set free, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord God, to supply every need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to move tonight, Lord God. Move tonight, Lord God. We realize and know, Lord God, if you can't fix it, nobody can, Lord God. But we ask you this day just to move, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. Help us to say yes to your will. Help us to say yes to your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, when your spirit speak to us, Lord God, help us to have an ear to hear in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you tonight, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move mightily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to touch lives everywhere, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, just to touch the unsaved, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, if it be any unsaved on the line tonight, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to touch them right now from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Lord God, help them, Lord God, to accept you in their life tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, help them to come and say, I yield, Lord God, I yield. I can't hold out no longer, Lord God. We ask you today to Save, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord God. Save that boy, that girl, Lord God, that man, that woman, Lord God, that's looking for an answer, Lord God. And let them know, Lord God, that you are the answer for the world today, Lord God. And Lord God, with the, above you, there is no other, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for us already. We thank you for what you're going to do for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for us from January up to this point in time, Lord God, because you've been so good, Lord God, and you've been so kind, Lord God. You kept us, Lord God, safe, Lord God. You kept us, Lord God, from any harm or danger, Lord God. And we thank you right now. We magnify you. We glorify you. We realize, no, Lord God, that you are our protector, and you have protected us, Lord God, Lord God, this point in time, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We lost so many lives, Lord God. We lost so many family members, Lord God, but you're still good, Lord God. You're still mighty, Lord God. You're still worthy of our praise, Lord God. You're still worthy of the glory and the honor, Lord God. And we thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Move this day, Lord God, on Evangelist Bradley tonight, Lord God. I ask you to touch her right now, Lord God, from the crown of head to the sole of her feet, Lord God. Move, Lord God, in her life, Lord God, in every area of the Lord God that she needs you to move, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to be wise, Lord God, and help us to take, Lord God, what the prophet, what the man of God have told us, Lord God, about staying safe, Lord God, in this season. Lord God, help us, Lord God, to get out and do what we're supposed to do and prepare ourselves, Lord God, for this season in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for, Lord God, eyes and ears to hear in the name of Jesus what the Spirit is saying unto us. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up this day because truly you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised, and we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up this day in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, 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 Holy Ghost. Amen. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We thank you, thank you, thank you, Missionary Fan. Amen. People of God, as we've already stated, she's one of our prayer warriors, and we just thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank the Lord for, amen, her, amen, as well as the other prayer warriors. We thank God for them. Amen, Jesus. We thank the Lord for each and every one of them. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, availing themselves, amen, to the work of this outreach ministry. Glory to God. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. We are so excited tonight, people of God. We're so excited. Amen, Jesus. As we've already stated, we are able to, we've been able to capture the broadcast of the speakers that the Lord has sent to this line. Amen. And we are so grateful for it. Amen. That we were able to capture these nuggets. Amen. We were able to capture these nuggets. My God. Amen. We were able to capture them and, amen, bring them back. Amen. And for this, we give God thanks. And for this, we give God praise. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we will, amen, be replaying one of our previously broadcasted messages. Amen, Jesus, God, the man of God, amen, that has come to the line, glory to God, some time ago, amen. We thank God for him. He is actually the brother, he is the natural brother, amen, of the preaching, amen, minister, evangelist, Emmanuel Hoes. Amen. We thank God for him. Amen. One of our teachers and advisors. Amen. Glory be to God. And listen, his brother, this man of God, amen, he preaches, amen, just like him. Amen. Listen, it's just in their DNA. Amen. And we thank God, amen, Jesus, that they got the blood of Jesus running through their veins. Amen. Glory be to God coming right down through their parents. Amen. And here they are. Amen. And we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. Amen. For them. And tonight, people of God, as we've stated, amen, we are rebroadcasting, amen, a previous message. And we're going over to Athens. Amen. We're going over to Athens, Georgia. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. There, a man of God, a preaching machine. Amen. Just like his brother. Amen, Jesus. He's going to be bringing forth the word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to receive, people of God, by way of True Holiness Temple Church of God. Amen, Jesus. Will you receive Elder Mark Hogue?
Amen. We give praise and honor to God. Amen. Who's the head of our life for his unspeakable gift of love. Amen. To each and every one of you on the line. Amen. To Evangelist Bradley, to the staff, the PNN Network staff, those that are working along with her. Amen. To our head officials. Amen. Our Northern District Overseer President, Pastor Jackson. Amen. Vice President, Southern District Overseer. Amen. Pastor Mother Marshall. Amen. To every one of you on the line. Amen. We praise God for his mercy, his love, and his grace towards us. Amen. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Amen. His compassion faileth not. Amen. It's God's mercy that we're here tonight on this line. And I believe I heard, amen, Evangelist Bradley, amen, I might not have it exactly right, but close. I believe it was 240-something days, amen, to the glory and honor of God. Amen. And we praise God for that. Amen. And we do honor you all, those that are working along with her. Amen. We honor you, esteem you very highly for your work's sake. Amen. Unto the Lord. Amen. And we're going to have a word of prayer before we go into the word. Amen. And Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we humbly thank you for this night. We thank you for these thy people. We thank you for every listening ear on the line. Thank you for this prayer and network line. Lord God, we thank you for what you've done already down through the course of these 240-something days thus far. Lord God, we believe you for more in the name of Jesus. Lord God, even preparing your people to be ready when you come, those that are not ready, you're yet giving them, extending them the opportunity to come to get to know the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for your mighty act. Thank you for your excellent greatness. Oh, Lord, we lift you up. We lift you up on high. You're worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. In the name of Jesus, we love you, Lord, because you first loved us and realizing without you we can do nothing. But, Lord, with you we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us, have you thrown away. Now, Lord, we pray you sing your word this night, anoint us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm your vessel, your instrument. Use me for your will and your glory. I'm trusting and depending on you. Have you thrown away. And we'll glorify the name eternally. Anoint the ears of the hearers, their hearts, to help them to hear and receive your word in the name of Jesus. And we'll tell of thy marvelous works. We'll glorify thy name eternally. And we thank you. And we ask it of thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the eternal Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. If you would at this time, amen, notice in your Bibles, amen, St. John, amen, the book of St. John, the sixth chapter. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As I stated, amen. Thank God also, amen, for Minister Emmanuel. Amen. As he stated, amen, my, amen, natural brother. Amen. And fellow, amen, labor in the gospel, ministers working together in the gospel, amen, of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's a blessing, amen, when you can work together in the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. And I'm glad about it. Amen. And I count it a privilege and an honor. Amen. And we praise God. Amen. For, amen, his word this far. St. John, the sixth chapter. Those of you who have your Bibles. Amen. We're going to begin reading. Amen. Amen. About the 60th verse. We're trying to cut it a little short. It's kind of lengthy in scripture, but we're going to try to cut it a little short. As my father used to say sometimes, go across the cornfield. Hallelujah. Amen. St. John, the sixth chapter, verse 60. Amen. Read, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is a hard saying. Can hear it. Amen. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Lord, just to send you, amen, just to give a brief portion of background here, amen, Jesus began to talk to the disciples, amen, after, amen, talking to the multitude and so on and so forth, amen, at the Sea of Galilee, amen, and then he began to feed, amen, the, amen, 5,000 and so on and so forth, 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread, took up 12 baskets of fragments remaining, amen, and bring it up to where he began to minister, amen, even talking about the bread from heaven, amen, and he talked about the natural bread manner, amen, and the comparison to the heavenly bread, amen, that only God can give, amen, those that eat of the natural bread, they died in the wilderness and so on and so forth. Amen. But God, amen, gives this, amen, manna from heaven, which we can live eternally, amen, with him. Amen. So here he begins to tell, amen, the disciples and whatnot, amen, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, amen, you have no life in you. Hallelujah. Amen. And he knew the people's hearts. Amen. He knew their thoughts are far off. Amen. And many of them, amen, began to, amen, be offended by it and began to, in other words, murmur within themselves and amongst themselves and so on and so forth. Amen. And they began to think that he was speaking of his natural flesh and, amen, his natural blood and all of that. If you back up, amen, verse 54 says, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Verse 55, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Amen. As the living Father hath sent me, I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Amen. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna in the, amen, and are dead, amen, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Talking about the bread of life, amen, the word of God, hallelujah. This is the bread, amen, that we can eat of and live forever, amen. We compare, amen, we eat of the natural bread down here, we get hungry, we eat of this bread, food and stuff in the natural body, amen. Well, after a while, a few hours later, 3 or 4 hours, guess what? Many times we're hungry again and ready to eat something else. Amen. But here, eating of the manner of the heavenly bread, amen, of the word of God, amen, it will cause us, amen, to not only be full and to remain full, but even give us eternal life. Amen. Verse 59 says, then these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Now, bring it up to the text, verse 60. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they heard, amen, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? Amen. We shouldn't be offended by the word of God. Amen. We are not supposed to get in words. Amen. Sometimes folks get offended at the word of God. But if you find yourself getting offended with God's word, his word of truth, amen, it's time to go on bend the knees and pray and ask God to help you. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 62 says, amen, what? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. Jesus began to declare his word unto the disciples. Amen. Begin to share with them and begin to let them know, amen, what and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up, amen, where he was before, going back to glory, back to heaven, to ascend back with God. Amen, to take his place back on high. Amen, we understand, we know, amen, through the word of God, amen, that God prepared him a body, amen, that he may come down and redeem mankind back unto the Father. Amen. And now that his time had come, he was going to be going back to glory. Amen. Ascending back up into the heavens to be sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says in verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickens. But if nothing, amen, it is the Spirit of God that quickeneth, meaning to make alive. Amen, quicken, amen. God is a quickening spirit. Amen, the Holy Ghost and the power of God. Hallelujah, it's a quickening spirit. It'll make you alive. It'll bring to life. I'm reminded of the word of God in the book of Ephesians, the second chapter, where it declared in the word of God, it said, you have been quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. In other words, living a life of sin. We're dead while we yet live. Amen. But when Christ comes in, he'll quicken our mortal bodies. He'll make us alive. Amen. He brings and gives us life. I heard Jesus said in the word of God, St. John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, he said, the thief cometh not. He's talking about the devil. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you may have it how? More abundantly. Oh, somebody ought to shout glory out there. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. Amen. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. It's the Spirit of God. Amen. That brings and makes and gives life. Amen. This old flesh don't profit nothing. People are doing things. Amen. Trying. Amen. To profit with all through the way of the flesh. Amen. Doing this and that. Amen. But those things don't profit nothing. Amen. But the Spirit of God. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Amen. God's words. Amen. It gives spirit and life. Verse 64 says, but there are some of you that believe not. That's the time that we're living in now. Many don't believe this word of God. Many don't believe the truth of God's word. But I got news for you. Amen. God hasn't changed his mind of what he's spoken in the word. What he's spoken in the word, it still stands. And it's going to stand forever. I heard Jesus say in the gospel writer, he said, before one jot or one tittle of my word pass away, he said, the heaven and earth shall pass away first. God's word is going to stand forever. God's word is going to stand when everything else fails. God's word won't fail. The Bible tells me, but there were some of you that believe not. I heard the Bible said in the book of Revelation and the unbelieving. You ain't got to believe this word that you're hearing on this brand new network. God ain't got it going out for nothing. It ain't going out for naught. But it's going to accomplish that he sent it, that which he pleased. Amen. The word of God. Amen. It's going to go through. It's going to reach its mark. The purpose intended that God has sent it. But it's in the fearful and the unbelieving, the abominable sorcerers, murderers, liars, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone. If I were you, I would be a believer. If I were you, I would trust God's word. I heard the Bible said, Psalm 125 and 1, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Oh, somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells me here, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here. Amen. The Bible says in verse 64, But there are some of you that believe not. Amen. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were, believe not, and who should betray him. See, sometimes folks think, amen, in their hearts, in their minds, amen, don't nobody know. I don't believe all that. I don't believe it's going to take all of that. I don't believe you got to do that. But let me tell you something. The Lord already knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. And as Jesus said here in the word of God, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. I encourage you, amen, don't betray the Lord. Amen, trust his word. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all of thine heart, and thou shalt be saved. For the Bible tells me, verse 65 of the text, and he said, therefore I say unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Lord, the Bible says, then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Began to ask the chosen 12, began to ask them a question, will you also go away? Because some left, are you going to turn and leave now? That's the time we're living in. Some are walking away from the faith. Some are relinquishing their faith. Some are throwing in the towel. And some see that. And they want a pattern after. But I encourage you, amen, don't copy because somebody else walk away. You abide in the ship, as Paul declared in the word of God. Except these, glory to God, hallelujah, except these, abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Can I get a witness? Abide in the word of God, in the ship, talking about the gospel ship, in God's will, in the will of Almighty God. Abide, dwell there, stay there, don't be moved, don't go nowhere, but keep your faith in God. Hallelujah. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? Are you going to go away? Are you going to run off too? Let me tell you something. This ain't no time to be running away from the Lord, but rather run to him. This ain't the time, amen, to throw in the towel. This ain't the time, amen, to be giving up. We sing a song sometimes. So this is not the time for giving up, but it's time for holding on. This is not the time for looking back, but it's time for being strong. Who knows if you give up now? Somebody else that started out in the race may give up too. But it's time for holding on. Mm-hmm. And that leads me to my topic here today. Amen. Stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. Stay with Jesus. Amen. Stay with the Lord. Stay with him. Amen. In a time like this, we sing a song. Amen. Sometime in service. And said, if I ever needed the Lord before, I sure do need him now. Amen. We all need the Lord more so now than ever before. In a time and a day that we're living in, blood running like water. Amen. People are dying like flies. People are living life. Amen. Committing all kind of sins. All manner of whoredoms. All manner of evil. Amen. Thinking nothing about, amen, the word of God or the consequences of their sins. But I come to tell you tonight, if you live a life of sin, hey, there are consequences that's got to be paid. For I heard the Bible said, Romans 6 chapter and the 23rd verse, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. The pay for sin is death. You live in sin and you die in sin. Your pay is going to be death, eternal damnation. Amen. Eternal death. Can I get a witness here? The only way to escape, amen, that rod of death is by repentance. Repenting of your sins. Come to the Lord. with a broken heart. I heard the Bible said a broken heart and a contrite spirit. God would no wise despise thee. He's not. He's not going to cast you off. You got to be godly sorrow for your wrongdoing. Repent of the sins that you committed against God. This is the time that we're living in. It's time to get right with God. It's time to repent. If you don't know the Lord, I encourage you to get to know the Lord. If you already know the Lord, I encourage you to stay with the Lord. Hallelujah. Stay with Jesus. Stay with the Lord. Don't be moved. Don't be carried away. Amen. Away from the faith. Amen. But stay with the Lord. Amen. Here in verse 67, he said, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Are you going to go away also? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Lord, where are we going to go? We're going to go to? Where are we going to turn to? Simon Peter realized he had nowhere else that he could go. He realized that they had nobody else that they could turn to. Amen. Nobody else that they could lean on. Hallelujah. So Simon Peter answered him and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. In other words, if you want eternal life, you've got to stay with Jesus. If you want eternal life, you got to stay with the word of God. Amen. Now is the time, amen, to stay with God's word more so ever than before. We're living in a day and time, amen, that people, amen, don't trust the Lord, amen, as they should. But God allow this thing to happen. We look at it as a pandemic. Amen. Something COVID-19. Yes, it's real. Is the real thing. It's reality to allow your heart to become troubled and overtaken with the cares of this life. For Jesus said in the word of God, John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Amen. Yes, it's real. Yes, things are happening. Unfortunate situation. Amen. But God got a way to get this world's attention. God got a way of doing things beyond our comprehension. God got a way to open the eyes of the lost to get them to realize it's time to get right with the Lord. It's time to come to Jesus. I heard a songwriter said, come to Jesus just as you are. You may be weary, wounded, and sad, but I found in him a sweet resting place, and he has made me glad. I'm glad today that one day I tried him. I came to Jesus just as I was. Glory to God. I was weary. I was wounded and sad. Amen. But I found in him a sweet resting place. And of a truth, I can say today that he has made me glad. Lord, I believe somebody out there know what I'm talking about. You done tried and you done experienced and you've been with the Lord. Amen. And once you be with the Lord, once you have been with him, your life will never be the same again. Amen. You're going to know that you've been touched by the hand of God. Amen. No, here Simon answered. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. In other words, we want eternal life. We ain't got nowhere else to go to. We ain't got nobody else to turn to if we still want eternal life. And that's what I'm telling you out there tonight. We got to stick with the word. We got to stay with Jesus. Eternal life. Many want eternal life, but they're not willing to do what it takes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Many want eternal life. I want to go back with the Lord. I want to be ready when he comes. I want to go to heaven. And that's all good and well. Amen. But not everybody's doing what it takes. to go back with them, to go to heaven, to be ready when the Lord comes. Oh, yes, Jesus is coming back. Yes, he's coming back in an hour that we sing in the night. No, I didn't say he was a thief. No, he's not a thief. But he's coming back as a thief in the night, symbolizing we don't know when the thief is going to come. And that's the same way it is with Christ. We don't know when Jesus is going to come. But just notice one thing. We do know he's coming. And that's the reason why, amen, God has this network online, 240-something days, making sacrifices, praying, and crying out unto God, amen, and extending the arms of, amen, Christ unto the lost and dying world. Letting them know to come to Jesus. If you don't know him, get to know him. If you know him, be encouraged and stay with Jesus. Hallelujah. Because he's coming back. And the Bible says, and we believe and are sure. And this is what Simon Peter began to respond when the Lord began to ask the disciples here. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will you also go away? Verse 68, then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure. Oh, I come to tell you tonight, I believe and I'm sure. And I believe I got some folks on this line tonight that have believed and are sure. In other words, there ain't no doubt in my mind. Amen. I doubt the Lord. Amen. My pastor, late Pastor Daniel. Amen. Used to sing a song coming on the radio broadcast. Amen. Listen, I'm not doubting about the way. Walking in the light. Holiness is right. I'm not doubting about the way. I come to tell you tonight. I'm not doubting about the way. About the way of holiness. About Christ. About the Lord. About Jesus. And his dying on the cross. And shed his blood for our sins. I'm not doubting about the Lord. Said in his word, if we live right, heaven belongs to us. I'm not doubting about the truth of God's word. If you be ready, you can go back with the Lord when he comes back again. I'm not doubting. We have believed and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, Lord, I know who you are. Amen. The songwriter said, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. Many trying to know this one. Many trying to know that one. But I'm interested in knowing who Jesus is. And I'm glad I got to know him. I want to stay with him because I know him. He's a true friend that sticketh closer than any brother. He's a comforter. He's a keeper. He's a provider. He's a protector. Whatever you need him to be, he'll be that and more. Glory to God. I'm going to have to get off here. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Lord. Stay with Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Amen. Don't be moved away from the hope of this gospel. Stay with Jesus. I would encourage you, listeners, stay with Jesus. Amen. Stay with the Lord. Don't depart from the faith. Amen. Don't relinquish your faith that you have in God. Amen. Don't give up on God. Amen. No, everything may not always go the way that we desire. Everything not always going to go our way. But let me tell you something. That's where faith and trust comes in at, because we know that we can trust God. We can have faith in him. We know that he won't leave us, nor will he forsake us. We know he'll be with us even until the end of the world. And Peter said, we have believed, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ. Now, he's denoting a specific one here. Verse 69, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. This is the true Christ. Amen. The Savior of the world. The Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm reminded of the word of God in the book of 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. Amen. Verse 1. Amen. 1 Timothy 4 and 1, the Bible says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with an hot iron. For the Bible says, now the Spirit speaketh. I heard Jesus said in the word of God, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. Amen. Many go to depart from the faith. Many are leaving the faith. But it's time to abide in the faith. It's time to stay with the Lord. Amen. They're giving heed to seducing spirits. They're letting folks seduce them. Amen. They're giving up. Seducing them to doing wrong. Seducing them to committing sin. And all that in the other. Seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Satan got all kind of doctrines out here. Try to twist and mix and mess up everything. Amen. Contrary to the truth of God's word. Amen. But don't be fooled. Don't be deceived. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't depart from the faith. When you talk about depart, amen, you talk about to divide, depart, to go away from. The word depart, to leave, depart, even to die, depart, meaning to turn aside, depart, to deviate. Amen. Don't turn aside from the gospel truth. Amen. Don't let your faith die out. Don't depart from the faith. For I heard the Bible said in the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Amen. And it talked about, amen, having great recompense of reward. Amen. Don't relinquish your faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it has great recompense of reward. Oh, glory to God. I know the enemy don't want me to get this out. Amen, but the word of God is going to go out. Amen. God's word will go out and accomplish that he sent it. Glory to God. Stay with Jesus. Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Stay with the Lord. I'm not going to try to worry you and hold you all night. Amen. Don't live a life of fear. Pastor, what does that got to do with anything about staying with Jesus? It's got a whole lot. Amen. Sometimes people run away and they stop trusting God because of fear. Sometimes they stop, amen, believing because of fear, because of the way things look and seem at the moment of time. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Why? Fear, to be frightened, to be scared, to be made afraid. Fear, apprehensive of. Fear, the Bible tells me, has torment. Oh, glory to God. The Bible lets me know and declares in the word of God, he that fears has not been made perfect in love. Fear has torment. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But God didn't give us that. Give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of power. Amen. Of God and his word, the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Power. To be powerful in God, not in ourselves, but in God. How do we do so? Through prayer, fasting, and through the word of Almighty God. He's given us the spirit of power. Amen. Possession of control. Amen. Authority and ability to produce an effect. Oh, enough. How? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. Acts 1 and 8, the Bible declares, and Jesus spoke in the word of God and said, but you shall receive what? Power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. That spirit that God has given us, a spirit of power. Oh, somebody ought to tell God thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. He's given us a sound mind. Amen. Power. and of love and of a sound mind. Of love, we know what love is, benevolent concern. Amen. To see the need and want to do something about it. Love to motivate you to help somebody else. Not just stuck on yourself. Amen. Not just all about you. Amen. Songwriter said it's not about us, but it's about Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's what God requires. Amen. Us to live our life as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Oh, glory to God. I heard the Bible declared in the Word of God, Romans the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. That's the least that we can do. That's the least that we can do for the Lord, is live our lives and our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. That's our reasonable service. And then it went on verse 2 and said, be not conformed to this world, transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be not conformed to this world. Don't be in agreement with this world. Don't be in agreement with the things that the world is doing. Can I get a witness? Amen. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Transformed means be changed. Amen. God will change you. He'll change your thought process. He'll change your attitude. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He'll change your attitude. He'll change your disposition. He'll change your outlook on life. He'll change the way that you think about people. He'll change the way that you walk and talk. He'll change the way that you live life unto the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. Romans 12, chapter verse 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Amen. But God has not given us spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Sound mind. Stable. Talking about stability. Mm-hmm. Undisturbed. I'm talking about stay with Jesus. This is all how we stay with Jesus. Amen. Can't be wishy-washy in your mind. One minute you want to serve the Lord, next minute you don't. One minute I want to praise God, next minute I don't. Because I'm going through a test of stone. Let me tell you, that's all the reason to praise him more. Amen. We sing a song. Amen. Our praise confuses the enemy. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let your praise be your weapon and confuse the enemy. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Sound mind, stable, undisturbed in your mind. Sober. Well, Pastor, I am sober. I ain't been drinking. You ain't got to drink to not be sober in your mind. You could be unsober in your thought process. Mm-hmm. Amen. But this is the way God would have us to be. This is the spirit that he's given us. He's given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. Stay with Jesus. I'm going to try to close out now. Amen. But continue to look to the Lord. Amen. Walk with the Lord. Walk close with him. Amen. Let your faith continually reach out to God. Amen. It's time that we draw nigh unto God even the more. Amen. He will draw nigh unto you. Hallelujah. I encourage every one of you out there, amen, listen under the sound of my voice. Stay with Jesus. Don't depart from the faith. Don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hold on a little while longer. We got a change that's soon to come. Oh, yes, there's a change coming. Amen. There's a change that's going to come. Amen. And it's going to be, amen, for the better to those that believe. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, we got to go through some things down here. Amen. But, yes, I'm reminded of the word of God. We're spoken. Let us know in the book of the Corinthians. Amen. Amen. In other words, committing, amen, unto him who is able to keep that which we've committed unto him against that day. Amen. Oh, yes, God will keep you. He's our keeper. He keeps me. He will keep you. Amen. We're kept by the power of God. Amen. God bless you out there tonight. Stay with Jesus. Stay with the Lord. Amen. Hold on to your faith that you have in God. Amen. It'll soon be crowning time. Amen. Yes. Amen. The Lord is getting us ready for that great day. that great day of the Lord is soon to come. Mm-hmm. Amen. Never mind who don't believe the word of God, who don't believe. Oh, I heard that when my grandmother was living. My grandfather, I heard him saying. But let me tell you, we're that much closer to the end time. As the Bible declared in the book of Romans, now it's high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. We're that much closer to the end time. Hallelujah. Jesus declared in the word of God, St. Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You shall find rest unto your weary soul. Hallelujah. It's time to come to Jesus. If you don't know him, it's time to get to know the Lord. Amen. Shalom. It's not going to do it. That's a good start. Amen. That's good. But it takes commitment, a true commitment unto God. Amen. Oh, yes, we've got to commit our lives unto him. Fully committed. Someone said, I'm fully committed unto you, Lord. We've got to be fully committed unto God. Hallelujah. Stay with Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And we're back in the hands of a man, the MC.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Glory be to God. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Such a timely word. Amen. Speaking expressly to the church. Amen. The people of God. Those that have made that commitment unto the Lord. Amen. Encouraging us tonight. Amen. To stay with Jesus. Amen. Don't run off. Don't run away. Don't hide. Amen. But stay right there. Because God, amen, he got our back. God's going to fight for us. God is going to see us through. And he knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Amen. We praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. Coming through. Amen. Pastor Mark Holmes. Amen. Out of, amen, Athens, Georgia, your Holiness Temple, Church of God. Amen. Tonight the Lord, amen, is talking to each one of us. Amen. The Lord is trying to strengthen our faith, encourage our hearts. Amen. To believe on the Lord and to know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So we praise God tonight for the word of God. Amen. And at this time, after hearing, amen, such a word of God, maybe there's somebody on the line. Amen. Maybe your faith has been wavering. Amen. Maybe you don't even know the Lord. You're trying to determine, amen, is this the right way for you? Amen. Well, we want to encourage you tonight to let you know that Jesus said, I am the way. Amen. You ain't got to be wavering. You ain't got to be between two opinions. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He's the way, the only way. Amen. And besides him, there is no other way. Amen. It's either God's way or no way at all. Amen. So tonight, we want to encourage you to try Jesus. Amen. As the poor stated in the message, you tried a lot of things. You tried, amen, many people, but nothing seemed to work. Nothing seemed to satisfy and take the hunger and the thirst away. Amen. Nothing seems to fill that void in your life. But tonight, Jesus, he wants to fill that void in your life. Amen. Tonight, if you don't know the Lord, amen, get to know him. Amen. We ask you to push *6. Amen. Come on over to the broadcast side. Amen. That we may pray with you and lead you to Christ. Amen. Because he's calling you. Now is the acceptable day of salvation. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Tonight.
All participants are unmuted.
Amen. You want to be saved. Amen. You're ready to make that surrender to the Lord and say, Lord, here am I. You could push amen. You could just come on over. The lines are already open. The lines are already open. All you have to do is unmute your phone and say, Lord, here am I. Amen. And the Lord will do the rest. Amen for you tonight. Amen. Is there one tonight? You can come over. Amen. Unmute your phone and just come over. The lines are already unmuted. All you have to do is unmute your phone and come on over to the broadcast side that we may lead you to Christ. Is there one at this time? Glory be to God. The call of salvation tonight. Salvation is being extended to you. Amen. Will you take that bold step of faith and come to Jesus tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. You must first come unto him. In order to stay with Jesus, you got to come to Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we only thank you right now. We thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you for your word that has been declared over the atmosphere out of the mouth of your servant. Father God, we praise you. We rejoice. God, we know that you are God, and beside you, there is no other. We know that you sit on that throne. You're looking down. You're beholding the good and the evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Father God, we know that your ears are open unto our cry. You said, they that cry unto you, God, you will hear and you will answer. You will deliver them and save them out of all their trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, look on this prayer line tonight. Look on every listener, God. Those that are not saved, we pray that you will save them, Lord. Oh, God, save them in acceptable time. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Today is due season. God. Oh, God, we pray that you convict their hearts. Oh, God, convict them unto repentance. Oh, God, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, let them be changed tonight. Change their hearts. Change their minds. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do a new thing in the midst of the church world. Oh, God, do a new thing in the midst of our families. In the mighty name of Jesus. Reclaim that backslider that's on the line tonight. Oh, God, save them. Set them free. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on those tonight that may not know you in the pardon of their sins. Oh, God, we ask you to wash away their sins tonight. Oh, God, help them to call on the name of the Lord. You told them to wash away their sins by calling on the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thou son of David. Have mercy on us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, stretch out your hand of mercy tonight. I'm deaf tonight. Oh, God, somebody's not ready. Oh, God, but give them time. Give them time to get ready. Oh, God, stop the bullets that are flying. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bind up the works of the enemy. Bind up that death angel tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, spare somebody's life. Give somebody, God, a mind to repent. A mind to be saved. Only you can do it, Lord. Only you can save them. Only you can fill them with the Holy Ghost. Only you can wash away their sins. You said no man comes unto the Father except you draw them. Oh, God, they heard the preached word. But we will pray tonight, God, that your word will draw them. Hallelujah tonight. Draw them unto repentance, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we're just a voice, we're just a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, hallelujah, God, we're just a voice tonight, we're just a voice, crying in the wilderness, but Lord, you're the one that's able, you're the one that's able to save them, you're the only one, that can change their heart, you're the only one, that can fill them with the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you do it tonight. Oh, God, save the lost souls of men. You said the downward world is crowded. You said hell have enlarged herself. Open her mouth without measure. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for mercy tonight. We pray, oh, God, that you will save. say before it's too late. Huh? Fill your house tonight, God. Huh? Oh, God, fill your house. Compel men to come in that your house may be full. Huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we have heard the preach word tonight. Oh, God, we have received you. We believe on you, oh, God, for the saving of this soul. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we count it done right now. We believe you, God. Do it for your name's sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God. Amen. That was a prayer, amen, for salvation. Amen. Tonight, if we have any special prayer requests, amen, all you have to do is unmute your phone and come on over to the prayer line. If there's any special prayer requests tonight, amen, all you have to do is unmute your phone and come on to the prayer line and make your request known unto God. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Glory be to God. Amen. Do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Well, thank God your faith has made thee whole. Go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. The Lord had already spoke the word. Amen. He said, amen, with his stripes, amen, ye are healed. Glory be to God. God had already healed us. Amen. With the preached word of God. He sent his word and healed them. Hallelujah. God loves you so much. God cares about each and every one of you. Amen. God is concerned about you. Amen. Tonight, people of God, the Lord come to encourage us and tell us, to strengthen us. Amen. To tell us to stay with Jesus. Amen. Don't detour. Don't look for another way. Amen. Don't look for another avenue. Don't look for a way out, because there is no way out. Amen. It's God's way or no way at all. Amen. You may have to cry your way through, but cry your way through. Amen. Pray your way through. Sing your way through. Shout your way through. Amen. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. Whatever you have to do to maintain your joy, amen, and to maintain your peace and to maintain your integrity towards God, amen, do it. Amen. Because the Lord will strengthen thee. Amen. He told Moses, as he began to tell, amen, Joshua, as I was with my servant Moses, so shall I also be with thee. Same way with you and I tonight. God is with us. Amen. He's on our side. Amen. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once again in behalf of the prayer request. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for every petition spoken and unspoken, known and unknown. Tonight, Father God, we just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Father God, we pray that you, oh God, continue to have your way. Have your way in the lives of your people. Oh God, continue to strengthen your people. Help your people to stand. Take your people through, God, even in these trying times. Oh God, we're living in trying times, but God, take your people through. Oh God, comfort the hearts and the minds of your people. Father God, don't let our peace be disturbed tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't let our peace be disturbed tonight. Oh God, keep us in perfect peace, God. You said you would keep us in perfect peace. It will keep our mind stayed on thee. Oh God, you said your peace you give unto us, not as the world giveth. Oh God, you give us that perfect peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your peace tonight. We thank you for your tranquility. We thank you for the love of God tonight, that is shared abroad in our hearts. Yeah, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for the love tonight, the love of God that has been shared in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you tonight, God, in spite of it all, in the midst of it all, God. Oh, God, we bless you, we praise you tonight, for you are God and God alone. Oh, God, you have already done it, in the name of Jesus. You have answered every prayer, every prayer that has been made, every prayer that has been prayed. You have already answered it, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you in advance for it. We wait on the manifestation. We wait on you to come through, Lord. In the name of Jesus, show yourself mighty. Show yourself strong. In the midst of it all, God, in the name of Jesus, have your way in our lives, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Oh, God, keep us tonight. We cannot keep ourselves. Lord, we're weak, but you're strong. You are our deliverer. You are hope of glory. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, see us through tonight. Lord, take us through tonight, Lord. Oh, God, make us to stand. Cause us to stand. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Cause us to go all the way. We want to go all the way with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The race not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong. Oh, God, but you said in your word, but he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. Help us to endure tonight. Help us to go all the way with you tonight, in the name of Jesus. You say he that put his hand to the plow and look it back is not fit for the kingdom. Help us not to look back, but help us to drive and go forward. Help us to keep our eyes on the prize, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you can do it. Oh, God, only you can do it tonight. Only you can save us. Only you can heal us and keep us. Only you can strengthen us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank for strength tonight. We thank for courage tonight. We thank for hope in your word. Oh, God, we have hope in this gospel. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we love you and we thank you. We bless your name tonight. We bless you for blessing us. We thank you for saving our souls. We thank you for cleansing us and making us whole. Oh, God, we thank you for separating us, calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, you're wonderful tonight. You're awesome. You're amazing. In the mighty name of Jesus. And for that, we worship you just because of who you are. Oh, God, not so much of the things that you do for us, but we worship you because of who you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're God and God alone. Father God, we pray that you will bless every listener on the line tonight, every home that's represented tonight. You know the blessing that your people stand in need of. Oh, God, we pray that you would give it to them. Grant every petition, every desire, according to your will and your namesake. In the mighty name of Jesus, open up doors that are closed. Oh, God, and close doors that need to be closed. Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said you open up the window of heaven, pour us out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, tonight we make room for you, God. Oh, God, we make room for you to have your way, even in this season, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We know that you are the reason for the season. God, without you, God, we know that all things are possible to him that believe. Lord, we believe on your namesake. We know that a son was born. Oh, God, you said, for she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you was born, and we know that your son gave his life. And your life set us free tonight. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. Oh, God, we just thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. Remember us one by one and name by name. Father God, continue to look on the Prayer News Network. Look on our visionary founder, God. Look on the man of God tonight, the speaker of the hour. We pray that you would touch his body, give him strength, anoint him, help him to do thy will. Father God, bless his home, bless his family. Make ways out of nowhere. Open up doors. Oh, God, provide a table for them in the presence of their enemies. Oh, God, let their cup overflow tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, you give the increase in the mighty name of Jesus, just as you say you would. Father God, we thank you. We praise you in advance. We count it done. We believe you for the saving of the souls of men. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to just say thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to just say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The presence of the Lord, amen, is here. Amen. Surely the Lord, amen, is in this place. Amen. Right where you sit, right where you stand, right where you are this hour. Amen. The presence of the Lord, amen, is with you. We praise God tonight for his touch. Thank God for his word tonight. Somebody said, all I need is a touch from Jesus. Amen. One touch from the Lord, amen, can change everything. One touch from the Lord can change your mind, can change your thoughts, can change your heart. Amen. That one touch from the Lord is so powerful. Amen. We thank God tonight for the word of God once again. Amen. Coming through, amen. Pastor Mark Hoax, amen, that fourth stated, amen, this is my brother, amen, my natural blood brother. Amen. Thank God, amen, for, amen, him yielding himself and allowing God to use him in this hour. Amen. What a timely message for the people of God. Amen. Those of you, amen, wherever you may be located, amen, Florida, Georgia, amen, Jamaica, amen, Hawaii, amen, all over the world. It doesn't even matter where you are. Amen. But if you know Jesus and you have been born again, the Lord comes to encourage you tonight and to tell you to stay with Jesus. Amen. Don't give up. Amen. I know the road gets rough. The going gets tough. Sometimes the hills are hard to climb. Amen. But I started out a long time ago, and there is no doubt in my mind that I have decided, amen, to make Jesus my choice. Amen. You chose the Lord. You chose to follow him. Amen. Now continue. Continue in, amen, in the gospel, rooted and grounded, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. So we praise God once again for the word of God. Amen. Coming through the man of God, the speaker of the hour. Amen. Letting us know to stay with Jesus. Amen. The disciples said, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we are sure, we are persuaded that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's not going to lead us wrong. He's not going to lead us astray. But he's going to lead us into the path, amen, of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. So we praise God tonight, amen, for the word of God. Pray that your hearts have been blessed, inspired, and encouraged, amen, to go through with the Lord. Amen. Tonight, people of God, if you would like to receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast, amen, we're going to give you two numbers, amen, that you can, amen, amen, reach out and request a copy. Amen. The first number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Once again, the first number is 912-257-3918. Amen. To receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast. Amen. To all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from, amen, other countries, amen, you too can receive a copy, amen, of tonight's broadcast, amen, by using WhatsApp. By using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, amen, you too can, amen, receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, by, amen, sending us a text on WhatsApp. By using WhatsApp, you can dial 678-608-7234. Amen. To all our Facebook listeners, those that are listening by way of Facebook, amen. You can, amen, messenger us, amen, by way of Facebook. Amen. You can, amen, send your comments, amen, on Facebook. You can post your comments on Facebook. Amen. The link, amen, can be sent to you. Amen. And people of God, we want you to share this broadcast. Amen. Share it however means, however ways, whatever way you're listening tonight, amen, to this broadcast. Amen. There is a way for us to give you a copy, amen, of this broadcast. And when you get a copy, amen, we want you to say amen to spread the word of God. Amen. Not spread gossip, but spread the word of God. Let the word of God, amen, take over the internet. Let the word of God take over, amen, amen, all the, amen, avenues that God has ordained. Amen. What the devil meant for bad, God can turn it around for good. Amen. Let the word of God go abroad tonight, amen, that somebody can be saved, somebody can be healed, and somebody can be delivered. and that the body of Christ can be edified and strengthened. Amen. Built up their faith on their most holy faith in God. Amen. So we praise God tonight for each one of you. Thank God for all of our, amen, Blog Talk Radio listeners. Amen. All of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, you too can receive a copy, amen, of tonight's, amen, broadcast. Amen. We thank you for listening. Amen. We know that you're listening. Amen. We're getting responses. We're getting, amen, emails. We're getting messages. We're getting texts. Amen. We are getting feedback from you, and we appreciate that. Amen. Keep the feedback coming in. Amen. Keep, amen, sending feedback in. Amen. To let us know how you're being blessed through this Global Prayer News Network. Amen. God, amen, he's doing a great thing for us. Amen. And God is working in the lives of his people. God loves you tonight. God is concerned about you. Amen. And as the Prayer News Network, on behalf of our founding visionary, Evangelist Ned Bradley, amen, and the Prayer News Network family, amen, we love you. We love you so much. We love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. We care so much about you, and we are concerned about your soul. Amen. We pray that you get to know the Lord if you don't know him. And if you do know the Lord, we pray that you be strengthened. We pray that you be built up tonight. Amen. And go on and be, amen, shaping and molded, that God can shape you and mold you to use you, amen, for his glory. God wants to get the glory out of your life. Amen. God wants to get the glory out of your life. And God want to take your life, and he want to make it, amen, to be an example to other believers. Amen. So we praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. Thank you for your listening ear tonight. Thank you for your patience. We thank you for your support. Amen. And also, if you like to support this ministry, amen, you can sow into this ministry. Amen. We've been on for over a year. Amen. About a year and a half now. We have been on every night. Amen. We're about to close out this, amen, this year of 2021, if the Lord shall say the same. Amen. We're about to enter into a new year. Amen. But remember, this program has been on since, amen, 2020. We have been on the air since 2020. Amen. That has been a long time. Amen. Since the beginning of the pandemic, when God began to lay the burden on the woman of God's heart to start this Prayer News Network. Amen. 21 days turns out to be a year and a half thus far and counting and still going on. Amen. So we want to encourage you. Amen. We thank you for coming to the line, support, and listening. But we want you, amen, to encourage you. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, amen, sow into the ministry. Amen. Nobody's telling me to say this, but the Bible says ask, and it shall be given. He says you have not because you ask not. Amen. In order to help us to make this, amen, broadcast go even further, amen, we need you, amen, to support. Amen. If you would like to sow a seed into the ministry, amen, you can sow a seed into this ministry. Close out this year by blessing the ministry, by sowing, amen, into good grounds. This is good grounds. Amen. And God wants you to sow into good ground that you can reap the harvest and the blessing of the Lord. If you like to sow into the, amen, Prayer News Network, amen, financially, amen, you can, amen, use, amen, WhatsApp. Amen. All you got to do is use WhatsApp. Amen. And the, amen, the information is $GiftOfPrayer. Amen. Cash App, amen, $GiftOfPrayer. Prayer. Amen. We're not begging, but we do need your prayers and your support so that we can further this ministry. Amen. We have other visions in mind, other avenues, things that we want to do. Amen. For the perfection of this line and for the outreach of this ministry, that the word of God can reach every nation, everybody, near and far, that souls can be saved. Amen. And amen. We're trying to reach souls at any cost. Amen. At any cost. So that they won't be lost. Amen. But we need your help, people of God. Amen. We cannot do it by ourselves. We need your help. Amen. So the Lord is compelling you, tugging at your heart, telling you to sow into the ministry. Obey God tonight and do what God say do, and watch God bless you back. Amen. God will bless you back. Amen, because he loves a cheerful giver. Amen. So we thank God tonight once again, amen, for each one of you. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the man of God once again. Amen. Preach such an encouraging word of God. Amen. And we shall, amen, be encouraged tonight to stay with Jesus. Amen. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Amen. He's going to try this week. Amen. Tests and trials are going to come. Hard times are going to come. But you know what? The peace that the Lord giveth, the world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Keep your mind stayed on him, and he will keep you in perfect peace. Amen. Stay with Jesus, my brother. Stay with Jesus, my sister. Amen. Let's go to heaven together. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. Be blessed. Amen. Amen. Watch and pray. Amen. That you enter not into temptation. Amen. So we praise God tonight for this broadcast. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for a close of another broadcast. We thank you, O God, for your presence. We thank you for your communion, for the sweet communion, the fellowship of the Spirit. We thank you for all of our sisters and brothers that have come to this line. Amen, God. We thank you for all the young people that are tuning in, listening as well. Father God, we thank you for families. We thank you for our friends. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for our coworkers, everybody that has assembled on this line tonight to tune in, to listen to this broadcast. Father God, we pray that they will leave off this line, not the same way that they came, but leave off this prayer line encouraged, empowered, and feel, amen, more encouraged to go on with the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, continue to work in their lives, continue to work wonders and work miracles. Oh God, save, heal, and deliver. We just say thank you, we praise you, and we lie down to sleep tonight. We pray that you will keep us covered under the blood. Oh God, we pray that you will rebuke the death angel. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over thee. Oh God, we pray that you will cover us under the blood. Help us to apply the blood to our lives. Help us to be ready when Jesus shall come. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we depart from this line this night, but never from your presence. We pray that you would keep us, oh God, until we shall meet at that. Oh God, as we shall return on tomorrow night, if the Lord shall say the same, we pray that you will be our strength, be our comforter, be our anchor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank God. Amen, people of God, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. I want you to come back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m., amen, to do it all over again. God has great things in store, amen, for you. We love you, but God loves you best. Amen. Good night. Amen. Be blessed until tomorrow night. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.